everybody. We are still in the Yom Hilula of Rabbi Haim Ben Attar. Always remember him because my grandfather is always the night after in 16. So I'm reading actually from Book of Dvarim in Parashat Ha'azinu. And Ha'azinu Hashamayim Vadabera Vatishma Haaretz Ibrefi. Okay? So, Or HaChaim said, why does it say Vadabera? If you say Ha'azinu, meaning to listen and to listen to my speech, you know, why didn't say Ha'azinu Shamayim Dvarai? The sky should listen to my speech. Here it say Ha'azinu Hashamayim, the heaven should listen, and I will talk. So, I'm skipping the beginning part, and Or HaChaim is right like this. Od nitkaven, shediber b'shnei harkavot. The idea that God is reminding us, he's talking about two systems, shebem banu yadam, that the human being is built from. Echad chalek haruchani, one is the spiritual part, which is called Shamayim, ואחד חלק הגופני שהתייחס בשם הארץ. And one is the physical or materialistic part, which is the body. That's why it's the ארץ, meaning land. כדרך שרמזו בסנהדרין, like it's written in סנהדרין, in תלמוד סנהדרין, בפסוק תהילים, נון, פסוק ד', יקרא אל השמיים ממעל, כשדיבר אל הרוחניות שבאדם קרא אליו, ואמיר, אזינו השמיים. So when God was talking to the spiritual essence of the person, he's talking about שמיים, sky, heaven. פירוש חלקי השמיים של להיותם תמונים בנסתר. אז זה קרם להזין. So why is God using the word להזין? To listen. You listen, it's not לשמוע, it's להזין. To absolutely listen. It's a, it's תמון בנסתר. It's hidden within whatever is concealed. ואמר כנגדו דיבור קשה, כי הנפש תסבול ברות בעיני הבורא, כי תכיר חיובה, כדי חיובה. So, why is it strong? Azinu is a strong word. But what does that mean? It means that the nefesh, the aspect of the soul called nefesh, will have to suffer different thing for the duty that the soul came from. וכנגד הגוף שהוא בנגלה. But remember, the soul is not revealed. It's concealed. You can't see the soul. You can only see the body. So, when we talk about the body, which is benigle, it's something that you see. When you look at the mirror, you don't see the soul. You see the body. Amar v'tishba haaretz. Perusho chalkei haaretz imre fi. Ki haguf liyot tivo rachok mamuskalut tzarich amira raka lishmo. So, God is telling you that the body, which is far away from spirituality, needs a softer tongue. So the body will listen. And from here, again, my Musar Eskel, what the Musar I'm getting from here, that a lot of time you meet two types of people. You meet Shamayim people and you meet body people. When you meet Haaretz people, meaning body people, you have to talk softer to them, smarter to them. When you meet Shamayim people, they're already spiritual, you have to push them stronger. Oh, and in the next part, עוד נתכוון לדבר עם הדרגות הנמצאים בישראל, אחד עם גדוליהם וראשיהם, Emma, bet Emma Monam, Shen Lam Shem Bam, Bekinala Gdolim Beshem Shamayim. Also, tell us Or HaChaim HaKadosh, when you talk about the most important people among the Israelites, call them Shamayim, heaven, Shem Badrega Gdola. And that's why it's strong, Tzivui. And then he say, Haaretz, that's everybody else. Now, I would like to share a story. Most of you know me, know how important it is for me, Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the story is about the Or HaChaim one time was lost in the forest and they end up in a house that was kind of nobody was there, like abandoned location, and like a shack. And inside the walk in, because he didn't know where he's going to go after that. He said, maybe the people come back and they will help me. As he's waiting, fall asleep. When he wake up, he saw four scary, dangerous people standing above him with knife and laughing, how are we going to kill this guy? So they tied him to a chair, put him in another room, and went to dinner. Ate dinner at their house. The leader walked in, the leader of all the criminal, and he looked at Or HaChaim HaKadosh and tell him, you recognize me? He said, no, who are you? He said, I used to be a student in your yeshiva, in your school. I shave my beard now, I cut my hair differently. He said, what happened to you? I mean, you were spiritual, how did you fall that low? And he explained that one night he was drinking, doing a lot of crazy, stupid thing, and he lost it, and he killed his both parents. And since that day, he didn't see a point for him to continue to be spiritual, because what's the point if that happened? And Or HaChaim asked him, why are you telling me that story? He said to him, I'm going to get you a deal. So what's the deal? He said, I promise you that you will not be killed, but you have to promise me that you teach me how to do tshuva for what I did. The Or HaChaim looked at him and said, deal? He said, okay. What do? He said, first thing, you're going to buy a snake. You're going to put that snake in a metal box and you're going to feed the snake for many years till the snake grow to become an adult. When the snake grows to become an adult, you're opening that box, you let this poison snake bite you until you die. And then you did your tikkun, you did what you came here to do. The criminal, surprisingly, very excited, releasing Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, and go ahead, go for that. He going back to mitzvot, he go back to Torah, he start study, the snake is keep growing. After about 5 years or so, he let the snake bite him and he died. And that night that he died, the Or HaChaim said to his student, the holy criminal just went to heaven. And there is so much lesson within this story. I mean, the first lesson is, how many of us don't have gratitude to the people who gave us food and education like our parents? And we think we should have more. And that's what the story is about. But what I love about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that because he was the Messiah, he was the Ruach of David HaMelech, so you need to understand how elevated that was. So because of that, he could see things very clearly. So for example, when he traveled to Israel to see Bar Yochai, to see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the amazing thing that happened, he started walking like a dog, like a donkey. The student asked him, what happened? He said, if you see what I see, you're also going to feel you cannot stand up like a human being. And the lesson for us is, how do you get gratitude? How do you get appreciation? How do you get happiness? Obviously, happiness can only come from gratitude. That's the only way you can be happy. But, so, I cannot work on my happiness. I'm wasting time. I can only work on gratitude. How do you have gratitude? How do you develop ability to have an appreciation like Or HaChaim for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, for the Zohar? And the way it is, a person has to lower himself. When you lower yourself and you crush your ego, then of course that you will have gratitude. And if you have gratitude, then of course you will be happy. Secret of happiness, gratitude. Secret of gratitude, being humble. Always ask for help. Always put yourself lower than what people think you are. If your own mission in life is that people say how great you are, then the ego will always make you miserable. Get rid of that ego. That's the message from Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Thank you for listening, and Chag Sameach.